Good morning to Jason Cairns here as we start First Thoughts.
Good morning.
A little bit chilly out there today, 28 degrees.
Yeah, see, last night I slept with the window open. It was really nice.
You did again?
I did, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. All right, well, I struggled with this in a radio sense because before the last song, I played this.
Baby, it's cold outside.
But I wondered, I'm like, well, how cold? I mean, it feels cold because we've just come out of, like, 62 is the wake-up temperature Monday morning. But, you know, before I know it, it's going to be 4 degrees above and maybe even below. Now, that's cold. So it's all a matter of perspective, right?
It is. Absolutely. I was up in Rice Lake yesterday, and, of course, there was a little bit of snow that happened. But the drive back was not so bad as I was expecting it to be. But...
Did you listen to the Andy Stanley interview with Gary Bauer's daughter that I recommended you to?
I did. That was a really good interview. I think it's good and important for people to give a listen to that one. It seems really balanced to me. Again, I think it's calling us back to remembering who we are. And there's just so much division right now. And I thought it was just a really thoughtful interview that the two of them did. So I can see why he had her on.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, again, Gary Bauer, former domestic policy advisor to President Reagan, presidential candidate in 2000, short-lived. His daughter works in Andy Stanley's ministry in Georgia, and she's got a book. I think it's called The Space Between Us, and it has to do with, you know, religion and political differences. Those are the two subjects, right, you're not supposed to talk about in polite company. And this year, I guess, I don't know, COVID is leading Governor Evers basically saying stay home with your Thanksgiving. So people are maybe going to catch a break on the potential arguments that could occur. Right?
Maybe that's, as our friend Ed would say, maybe that's God's severe mercy, right? I mean, that we can stay home and not have to wade into those conversations.
Yeah. Well, again, this is day three of our 40 Days of Kindness, and we're doing our part here early in the morning. First Thoughts, WWIV. And so we're kind of talking about it's different places where you get these lists. Lists are getting attention these days, it seems, in social media, but you've got these lists. And you went through one yesterday, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. It's kind of Paul's take on the end times. But we want to take it maybe board by board. Give us at least one today in terms of something we've got to take off before we're going to put on the new to be replaced by kindness.
Sure. So as he's jumping into this idea of these difficult times ahead, he says, you know, as the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed. You know, and I think that's one of the things that you and I have often talked about here on the show, right? I mean, it is this other-centeredness versus self-centered attitudes that we sometimes have. And for me, that's a key really to understanding a lot of the what follows after that. In the ESV version, it says people will be lovers of self. And for me, there's, you and I have talked a little bit about that too, what is appropriate self-love, right? Self-compassion versus putting oneself above others, a willingness to tear others down.
There's always a perspective on that because, yeah, reading the first verse, 2 Timothy 3, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there'll be very difficult times. You know, people are always like, I mean, this is the most recent day. So as far as the perspective, but, you know, Paul wrote this around the year 60. So, you know, it was a long time ago. So.
Right. Yeah, and you know that's a completely different discussion in terms of what does it mean by last days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that could take us a lot of time.
Yeah, I don't want to take us. That's not my intention. But yes, for people will love only themselves and their money. And yes, in other places it talks about the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And so you want to short through that. But I think it is this. The way I framed it, one of the things you said you've liked the best of what I said is that I believe sanctification is moving from self-obsession and self-centeredness to God-obsession and other-centeredness. So
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things that you've said, and it's something that I wrestle with every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think every day as believers that's the road we have to walk, is kind of moving from that place of self-centeredness, self-obsession.
Yeah. So let's finish with this, though, in terms of what it is that sanctifies us. I mean, I think that's where, as you're saying that, I'm like, thank God for marriage. Now, if you're single, I mean, Paul was, and so, you know, some people debate mm-hmm. whether he had been married earlier, but, I mean, we've always known him, the Apostle Paul, as being single, and 1 Corinthians 7, I wish you were single as I am, but wow, I think marriage is always, it's because your self-obsession and self-centeredness collides with another similar type person, and so, and you get this wonderful opportunity to work on that. Marriage and parenting and work to some extent, but wow, what about that marriage and parenting front?
Well, I think part of it there is that it's not real easy to just run away. You know, it's someone who is, God says, is a part of us. You know, we're one. And yet there's this conflict back and forth, and we want to retreat to our space where we believe we are right, where we have all the answers. But as you just said, so does this other person. And I think we're confronted with that self-absorption probably there more than anywhere.
Yeah. Well, see, I've said to my wife, I haven't said this recently, but I've said it in the past, and I'm sure it's still true, is that, honey, Peggy, I love you. But the problem is I probably love me more. So that's continuing, right? That's a continual problem that needs addressing.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Yes.
That's true.
A garden that needs tending. All right, tell you what, since we created this idea about 40 Days of Kindness, we can change the rules. And so rather than having going to Josh Wilson, Revolutionary, about a revolution of kindness every day, today's song having to do with kindness, Andrew Peterson, which I know you won't take exception to, because the idea of being kind to yourself, and hey, how are you doing between you and you? And if you're not letting God's kindness toward you enter into all of you, there's no chance you're going to be kind to others, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
And that's such a good reminder for us.
Andrew Peterson on the heels of First Thoughts. Jason Kanz, thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Honoring the heroes of our nation on this Veterans Day on the WIB Wake Up Show, 20 past 7, 26 degrees. And we want to prime the pump a little bit. Again, as you get going, get revved up in the morning, too. You might say, hey, I'm really busy and I love our veterans, but just don't really have the time to weigh in. We'd like to offer you an incentive this morning because it does good not only for your heart, but for those of others to honor these brave men and women. So whether by text or by a quick voicemail, would you let us know about a veteran in your life, family member or friend that you would like to recognize on this November 11th Veterans Day? So 715-396-1670. Leave that text or that voicemail honoring a veteran. We'd love it in your own voice if you would do that. And Halva, we are giving away our final pair here on the WIB Wake Up Show of tickets for Mark Schultz, but we're upping the ante a little bit. So if you leave us that message, text or voicemail, we'll give you a chance to win two VIP upfront tickets for Mark Schultz this Sunday in Cumberland, plus a pair of meet and greet passes with Mark as well. So VIP upfront and meet and greet passes with Mark Schultz this Sunday in Cumberland. That could be yours if you just leave us that message.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. The background on Veterans Day, originally known as Armistice Day, when ending the First World War, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, World War I formally ended. And so this day set aside to celebrate the service of all U.S. military veterans. We talked earlier this week that there's 18 million living veterans, and so that's really quite a number. And in fact, we've got there's free meals and all sorts of discounts available today. Different places like Starbucks, Wendy's, Buffalo Wild Wings, amongst some, I guess, free coffees at the KC General Store. So if you know about a deal for veterans, we'd love to share. Applebee's, a free menu from a special menu, but offers can vary. So
absolutely. And I we were mentioning off the air, I know Festival Foods is doing some great things with free items for veterans. That's another local one, too. So, lots of information going on today that if you know, you can share with us. But again, first and foremost, we'd love to just hear those tributes today of the veterans that you know and how we might honor them together with you on WWIB, where we are family. Well, it's time for a game here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and this time, because I looked at it first, I will quiz Halvo, and he said he's up for it, so we're going to play a little game called Which Came First. There are no prizes.
Okay, that's fine.
But bragging rights on the show.
Yeah.
So here we go. Which came first, Mark, dry cleaning or the clothes dryer? Which came first, dry cleaning or the clothes dryer?
Let's ponder this. All right, so dry cleaning, I would think the clothes dryer.
You would think the clothes dryer came first. You are absolutely correct. $17.99, it was a hand-cranked tumble dryer.
Wow!
Can you imagine? And I don't know who does the laundry mostly in your house, but my wife mostly handles it for us. If you had to hand-crank that thing, as many loads of laundry as we go through on not a weekly, but almost a daily basis, yeah, not real fun. Which came first here in the WIB Wake Up Show? Caleb quizzing Halvo. Was it the electric hair dryer or the perm? The electric hair dryer or the perm, which came first?
I'm going to go with the perm.
You're going to go with the perm?
You must
unlearn. Not this time.
What you have learned.
The electric hair dryer was $18.90. The perm was $19.06. Going back to the previous question, dry cleaning came out in 1845. Two more. Which came first?
I thought there was going to be like history. It's Veterans Day.
Which came first, the toothpaste tube or the toothbrush? The toothpaste tube or the toothbrush?
I'm going to go with the toothbrush.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. Toothbrush back in 1600.
Wow.
Toothpaste tube, 1892. And one final one, which came first today? Legos, Lego building blocks, or Lincoln Logs? Which came first, Legos or Lincoln Logs?
I really believe it was Lincoln Logs.
You believe it was Lincoln Logs? You are 3 out of 4,
yeah,
75%,
I'll
sir.
I'll take it.
Well done. Batting 750, completing 75% of your passes. That is fantastic.
Amanda Radel on the line with us. She's the Salvation Army Toys for Tots coordinator here in the Chippewa Valley. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to do it. And, you know, Christmas is about 6 weeks away, something like that. And we know everything's harder in COVID 2020, and that includes the Toys for Tots campaign. Now, bring us up to speed on some of the challenges you're facing this year.
Our drop-off sites where our collection boxes go went from 118 locations last year, and now we're about 48 sites, so significantly lower than previous years just because of different stuff going on with COVID.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's what we're really struggling. So we're hoping we still get a good amount of toy donations to make kids happy this Christmas, but yeah, we're a little worried.
Amanda, could you address a little bit about how big the need is typically in the Chippewa Valley, and do you expect it to grow this year with so many job losses?
Oh, definitely. So on average, you know, years before this, we've helped around 1,200 to 1,300 kids with gifts for Christmas, and we're projecting that we're going to have quite a few more families just because of the, like you said, the job losses and people having to take care of their kids, not being able to go to school, you know, full time. So we are seeing quite a few more applications coming in than normal.
I imagine that of those 118, I mean, have many of those been churches in the past, and with so many churches maybe meeting virtually? Do you have some opportunities, or at least how's that going working with the churches?
Well, you know, quite a few churches are doing, you know, the Zoom or virtual. So not a lot of people are able to come into church because we have angel tree tags, which are each specific child that signed up through our program. And a lot of churches took those tags to their congregation for them to pick those kids, but they're not meeting. So
yeah. They did that in the past. So now what are you doing with those tags? How are you getting those into the hands of folks?
There's still some places that are, you know, some businesses that are taking the tags. And then there also is some Bible study groups that are taking tags, hoping to maybe spread those out to some other Bible study groups in the same churches. So they're trying their best to, you know, the same churches that used to take those tags are trying their best to get those out to their congregations still.
Amanda Radel, Toys for Tots with the Salvation Army on with us here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Amanda, we have you on the air here today because we want to challenge our WWIB family to step up and fill this gap for these children. What can we ask all those listening today to do? What would you say as the coordinator here in the Chippewa Valley, this is what we need? What do we need?
Well, you know, the first thing is maybe just to even call us if you're feeling led to, you know, sponsor a child and get them a couple gifts for Christmas. You can give us a call and request one of those angel tree tags. Or if you were out shopping and you saw some really cute toys that or some really good deals, a lot of people like good deals, you could go to toysfortots.org. And find the our local Toys for Tots locations where you could drop those toys off in our collection boxes. So either that or the angel tree tag or even a monetary donation sent to the Salvation Army for Toys for Tots that we can order toys from toy companies, national toy companies. So those three things are... the biggest.
Is there a particular dollar amount, Amanda, that you put on? Like, what?
On our angel tree tags, I believe it's $15 to $30 per child. We just kind of suggest that amount. Some people go around that or a little bit above, just as you don't. Just depends on what the budget is for each person.
Yeah, and so you said the very first thing you said in response to Kayla's question is to call. What number should they call to get more information?
Yes. Yes. 715-834-1224.
Okay.
Is the number to call.
And that's the Salvation Army in Eau Claire, and then they'll get some more information about how they can be involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrific. And then you mentioned toysfortots.org, and there'll be a link to help them out locally.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. We will get that link also posted on the WWIB Radio Facebook page so that folks can access it as well. Amanda Rader from the Salvation Army Toys for Tots program. We just definitely praying along with you that we would see this gap filled today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amanda.
We appreciate Amanda's time. And again, a time for God's people to give back. And I know there's many, many different ways, Havel, that folks can give back, but here's one of them. We love being able to present these opportunities to our WIB family and say, if the Lord would move in your heart, please help.
Yeah, look at that fall off. I mean, in terms of the locations, 118 down to the 40-something. And so let's get involved, and you're going to feel great when you do participate.
Hillsong, Who You Say I Am. It's 8:42 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, 28 degrees in sunshine, and we play that song because someone has a birthday.
One, two, three, four.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
Our friend Betsy from Evenings joins us here. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Caleb.
Whose birthday is it, Betsy?
Oh, it is someone very, very special. It is my daughter, Lexi.
Lexi turns how old today?
18.
18. Goodness gracious.
I know.
Here's the thing. She missed voting by this much.
I know. And she was so just bummed out about that because she was very passionate about the election this year. So.
Well, next time. So you get to observe it. And just again, as those elections come up, whether it's on a local or state or national level too, then she's going to be all primed and ready for
she
that.
She is.
Too.
So. I know it. Yeah, she's such an amazing young lady, and I just couldn't be prouder of her.
All right. One thing that you want to say this morning that's very special about your 18-year-old daughter, Lexi. What's one thing? I know you have a ton,
but what's one
thing you'd say, hey, this is what I love about my daughter?
Oh, she has such a heart for people. Mm. She loves people, and she just has this sweet, caring way about her that that's not something you can just teach. It's something you have inside of you, and she has that because of Jesus, too. She loves Jesus.
Wonderful.
A lot. Yeah.
And again, she transitions from child to adult. What a great thing to have in your heart.
I know.
And she has a good taste in morning shows, too. I understand she's a fan of this program. So
yeah. Yes, she is.
Thank you, Lexi.
Well, she likes the evening show, too.
Oh, yes. I forget that one. Yes.
Gotta have the loyalty to Mama. All right. Thanks, Betsy and Lexi.
Hope you
have a beautiful, wonderful birthday.
Good morning. I would like to honor my son, Sergeant First Class Joshua Cohn. I am just so proud of all of our veterans, and I think they all need God's prayers and thankfulness that they're here, especially the ones that have a hard time dealing with the trauma from deploying. But I am very proud of my son. Alrighty. Thank you, veterans, and God bless.
Hi, this is Debbie Hart from the Axon Depot.
We've had the privilege of meeting several vets who've come into our store and want to honor each and all of our American veterans. Thank you for your love for our country, your sacrifices, and your bold patriotism. You are inspiring, appreciated, and loved immensely. God's blessings be on you all.
Thank you so much for that wonderful Veterans Day tribute here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Debbie, it's 8:48, 29 degrees, and gorgeous sunshine, Hava.
Yes, and a couple of guys here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and a story headlined, Men Think They Do More Household Chores Than They Do.
We really want to open this up.
Well, just
it's a battle here. I'm not going to win.
No, I'm not arguing it. But according to research, men think they're doing their equal share of work at home, even when they're not. I'm thinking immediately, I take out the recyclables regularly. I make sure the garbage is out Thursday morning when the wonderful sanitation engineers come. Again, you can appreciate that more, having lived in Africa 2 years where that's not happening.
Yeah.
And I guess those are some things, a lot of dishes-related type things, emptying dishwashers, doing dishes. Those are kind of my chief chores. How about you?
I do the garbage and the recycling and, you know, mowing, snow removal, things like that, too.
Yeah.
If I notice that the dishwasher needs to be cleaned out, I'll pitch in with that. I do, and this is probably my biggest struggle, I really have a hang-up with washing dishes. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'm not the greatest at doing that. And there's a lot of other things when it comes to childcare. How much do I want to just hang myself out to dry here? But I haven't changed a lot of diapers. Should have done that more. Can do that. Very capable of doing that. Haven't done a lot of that. There's just a lot of things. I can't hold a candle to my wife in terms of household chores. So, yes, there's things that I do. And I mentioned on Saturday, there's a lot of things that I was able to get done and cleaning out the gutters and all those things, too. But it's just there's constant things to do. And I think I tend to take a lot more breaks during the day or during the weekend than she ever does. So I'll just salute her and say, no, I don't even think I come close to how many chores she does.
Well, you work hard around here. There's no question about that. But the study finds a significant gender gap in how moms and dads describe their household's distribution of labor. And the reason for the disconnect, or men's chore goggles, lies in the details. Essentially, while men may be getting better at doing their equal share of physical activities like cooking, washing the dishes, and disciplining and playing with the kids, moms are still picking up the slack when it comes to those less tangible tasks, such as managing the kids' weekly schedules, keeping tabs, and when things need to be replaced. Again, just step back and think. We listed a few things we do, but when you step back and look at the vast array, I liked your wife's response. You quoted her from Saturday with that story on Monday, which it was like, I went from this to this to this, and he's like, she was like, yeah, that's welcome to being a mom, right?
There's always something to do when taking care of the household and the littles. So I'll just say a salute to the wives out there, and husbands, we can always do better, right?
There you go.
And loving our spouse, we can take on a little bit more.
Do your part, but then respect and give gratitude to your spouse.